This is Senator Al Simpson. There may yet be a chance to find real peace in Nicaragua. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, there might soon be a golden opportunity to recharge the efforts of the Nicaraguan Democratic Resistance to find peace in that beleaguered country. I fondly hope that you and your left-wing pals will give this new initiative a chance. The Democratic Congress blocked all efforts of the Reagan administration to keep Daffy Danny Ortega at the negotiating table. Now the Contra Alliance is ready to offer a new peace proposal where it makes concessions and it modifies its previous demands. Hear them out before you thunder no, Ted. It is darn sure time for the Sandinistas to act in good faith, to fulfill the promise of democratic reforms and to open the way for the economic rebuilding of Nicaragua. It's time for all of us in the Congress to work with the new administration to promote peace in Central America.
Al, what a difference a presidential election makes. Who'd have thought Oliver North's sidekick, good old Contra supporter Al Simpson, would ever stop talking war and start talking peace in Central America? On second thought, the conversion of Al Simpson isn't hard to explain. You've been reading George Bush's lips on foreign policy. President Bush is his own man on Central America, and he's left the right wing high and dry. He's made clear that he won't pick up where President Reagan left off. He won't come roaring out of the chute after Inauguration Day, spoiling for a fight with Congress over military aid to the Contras. Instead, he's passed the word that the Bush administration intends to give peace a chance. That's good news, Al, because cooperation from the United States has consistently been the missing link in the Arias peace plan and other peace initiatives of recent years. It's a new ball game, Al. Let's hope the Sandinistas can spot the difference, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the trial of Oliver North. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.